School districts across New York State are in the midst of their budget process right now, with many facing dwindling state aid and more state mandates. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a weekend legislative conference in Syracuse focused on the story that doesn't seem to change.
Dr. Rick Timms lobbies on behalf of hundreds of New York State school districts in Albany, and his arguments in the last few years have focused on funds that have been withheld ever since a 2007-2008 new foundation aid formula went into effect. That, along with the state requiring districts to do more things, is putting the squeeze on schools everywhere.
The state is actually balancing its budget by withholding funds from us. So while state officials can say, look, we have not increased taxes, what they do is by withholding our funds but not changing our mission, and matter of fact, increasing our mission, they've caused our cost to escalate, and therefore we are then must go to the taxpayers or cut programs, use fund balance, or cut staff.
The most important news Timms wants to hear from Albany in this budget cycle is the end of what's called gap elimination adjustment cuts. Also, he'd like to see competitive grant money redirected, as well as mandate relief. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.